Welcome to Timelines, episode 232, The Real Estate Agent Show, episode 41, sponsored by MailRite and recorded March 10th, 2016. In this episode, we head to Vancouver, Washington to talk to Preston Zeller, a hard-charging real estate broker with great headshot. Preston has studied and written articles about the art of getting a great profile picture. So now let's get right into this episode to find out what it takes to get a great profile picture, whether in real estate or whether in any type of business. You got to get that right picture. Preston, Jonathan, and Greg, hey, we are up for another real estate discussion today for the podcast, and it's just a wonderful time. Preston, of course, you're our guest today, so we'll let you go first. From how is it up in the great state of Washington? You're in Vancouver, right?
Vancouver, yep. I'm just right over the Columbia River, Portland. Yeah, I'm basically Portland metro area.
Okay, so. Very good. Do you have a license in two states then?
I'm not duly licensed. You know, that's kind of a interesting conundrum, I guess, you come across as to whether or not you feel like you want to farm both the Portland main area and up here. So I find it more effective just to stay up here. You know, if you have a team of 10 people and you can work Portland, then great. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm just in Washington.
So. Before we go on our main topic, which is going to be about photos, it gets very, very expensive to be in two states. I'm only licensed in California. Very expensive. So you really should focus in one area and do it well.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah.
Preston, so we're going to talk about personal branding, balance between what an agent needs to do, even if they're under the stewardship of a broker, and what the balance is. So you wrote this great article in Inkman about the science of personal photography. Having a good photo of yourself and the right one is rather important. Would you like to tell us some more about that? I thought it was fascinating.
Yeah, sure. So, you know, kind of backing up a little bit before real estate, I've used a headshot for a variety of reasons before. I was, pretty big into music in college in terms of performing music. Anyone that's ever had a favorite musician, you know their face, you know, unless there's some of these artists that like to hide behind a mask or something. But for the most part, the photography is pretty important. So, you know, I kind of got that drilled into me early on. And as I got more into the, you know, nuts and bolts marketing and then inbound marketing and just where marketing is at today, I'm like, you know, there's got to be some data behind what makes a good photo. And of course there is, but what does that look like? And how can you successfully integrate that in a really just straightforward way into your photo as an agent? You know, coming over from the marketing world and just straight marketing, I really wanted to take my headshot to the next level. You know, I'd written stuff before for mainly revolving around, you know, purely marketing based materials for the chamber, for a blog, that kind of stuff. And I guess I didn't put as much credence in a headshot as I should. Now, that being said, again, coming into real estate, the one thing I've always noticed is that a lot of people's real estate pictures, sort of like driver's licenses, they're outdated. You know, they're just, you know, sticking with whatever picture they took, and it's really an afterthought. Now, if you look at branding, it's as in terms of what branding is and how it drives everything that you create as an agent and being a part of the bigger brokerage, that's really the foundation of who you are and the impression people get of you. And so I made it a point to redo my headshots because I had gone through Photo Feeler kind of after the fact about a year ago on some old headshots. And I was hitting like mid-50s. And, you know, for those who don't know, and I kind of summarize it in my article, Photo Feeler and the data they have in combination with a study by University of New York, you know, basically have statistical data about what makes someone respond positively to a photo of you. So I went about to essentially try out a number of different poses when I did my headshots and test them out. You know, so I tested out, I believe about 5 or 6 different poses. I have it up on my article here. So yeah, 5 different poses and, you know, got a very broad array of what people were essentially, how they were responding to my photo. And I took basically the best one and I reframed it. something as simple as that. I was already getting some pretty positive scores, reframed it, tested it again. My scores went up dramatically. So in two of the main categories, and there's three categories, competence, likability, and influential. Two of the categories shot up to 90 percentile, you know, in the 90s, and then the mid 80s. So I was 84% competent, 95% likable, 93% influential. And I can tell you that my competence didn't hit the 90s because I had a laughing smile. Just weird psychologically how that works. So anyways, after going through this, I thought it really pertinent to just write about it. You know, that's like, you know, if you're a writer, you like just journaling, whatever you want to express. Okay, what's something that's strong on the top of mind? And for me in business and looking at real estate, I'm like, more agents need to pay a lot more attention to this. I feel as though, because it's just going to give you that much more credibility when they look at your photo. They have a good psychological response to you, and they see you in person and go, "That's the guy in the picture."
I got to be honest, Preston. When I initially scanned the article, I thought, "Oh, it's another article about photography." But then, when I really read it, it's actually a really cool article that really brought something really original to the table, because it's something you really don't think about a lot. But when you do think about it, you really should, especially if you're in real estate, really, really think about it, because it's going to be one of the main factors. People are going to make that instant decision to read the other materials, aren't they?
Yeah, well, you know, if you think about too, I mean, most people, I think when they go to get their headshots done, they probably get some quotes, maybe some referrals from friends, and they'll get anywhere from, you know, your friend who just happens to do some photography on the side, charges $100, say $50, $100. And then you get anywhere from, you know, people trying to go $250 to $500. Maybe you're talking to someone who does celebrity photos and you want to get really glammed up. You do high-end homes, they're $1,000. But, you know, it ranges. But let's say on average, it's probably $100 to $300. Now, what happens in there is, I think you take into consideration, I have all these other marketing expenses. I don't want to blow too much on my headshots. And it's kind of this like missing the forest for the trees. You're so caught up in this one detail of how much a headshot costs that you're missing the major point, that $200 investment in your headshots is going to go into 2 years and $20,000, $30,000, whatever number your marketing expense is, it's going to go into that. And if you have a bad headshot, you're basically going to be spending a lot of money on a foundation that is kind of cracky, you know?
Yes. Before we go into our first break, Preston, I just got a quick question. The only thing I didn't see in the article, was there any information about wearing glasses? Should you take them off or should you keep them on? Was there anything in it, or did I miss it?
Yeah, it's okay. It was actually the first point. that's okay. So yeah, eye obstruction was a big deal. In fact, sunglasses, certainly big no-no. I mean,
yeah, that's why I got so I misread it. And also they had the thing about not having the bunny eyes. You want to squint them a little bit. And then you've got those big wide eyes. That doesn't go down too well, does it?
Yeah, well, you know, wide eyes conveys a sense of fear. Like you're not confident. Not being relaxed. And let's face it, if you're talking to someone, you want them to feel relaxed. If they look tense or they look off-putting, it's just it's not the best. But to your question about glasses, if you're wearing glasses like you are for vision, that's a little different. And the main point there is, you know, make sure that your lens are clear, and make sure that if you're taking kind of an angled photo, that your frame isn't blocking your eyes and you can still see those well. And
That's great points. So I think we're going to go to the break, and between the break, I'll clean my glasses, Preston. We're going for our break, folks.
Are you fed up buying back the data from the big online companies only to find out that they are poor quality, inexpensive leads? Let us help you, the professional real estate agent, build your online fan club from the people in your local community who already know, like, trust you. they need to remember you when it comes to buying and selling that next home. MailRite has developed a powerful online system that keeps you in front of the most powerful referral group, the people in your local sphere of influence who know, like, and trust you. So come on over to MailRite and check out the program.
Oh, so folks, we're coming off the break. So, Preston, I think another really interesting area would be the balance between broker and agent around branding, because I think it's really important that agent have their own personal brand. But how do you effectively combine that with what the brokerage wants to do? Got any insights and thoughts about that?
Sure. So I've done this at two different brokerages, and they both had a slightly different outlook on it. And I actually had a different approach depending on this, how solid their branding was. And to be clear, both of these were non-national brokerages. They were boutique brokerages. I think one of the most important things is to identify, and this is just like branding 101 in general, what are your values? What are your values as a broker? And it's, you know, it doesn't need to be super complex or, you know, if yours is like, you're a funny person, you like humor to break the ice. So humor is one of those. You want to bring in just other values that make you who you are. That's great. Identify those, but then, you know, make sure that the brokerage you're with, you know, they have someone that you can go to on a local level who can help you merge your values with the brokerage's values to come up with something that is going to serve not just the brokerage, because you want to maintain the integrity of the brokerage, but serve as well what you bring to the table and what makes you different from anyone else in your brokerage.
That's great, Preston. You know, I totally agree with you that, you know, the marketing, the branding's got to fit in with the personality of the brokerage and the personality of the agent. But have you got any other thoughts about this that come to you when you were explaining that, Preston?
Yeah, sure. So one of the other things is looking at what kind of niche you serve. And, you know, a great example of this is actually, I'm going to pull from someone else within my brokerage. So this guy happens to specialize in cars with big garages. And I mean, you know, and I saw it, I'm like, that is just so smart, because he happens to be very involved in a luxury car club for Ferraris. So he is tapped into a market of people who they own multiple cars. They work on cars, you know, something where they need an excellent space. So he really caters to the market of people who are looking for not just a nice home, but they're looking for a garage that is, they can play with their toys. And so everything he does marketing wise rolls into that niche, and his logo revolves around it. He has a red Ferrari that he puts in every single photo, and it's kind of like trademark of his. He's usually marketing high end homes. But everything, so he worked with the brokerage to be like, this is a combination of my hobbies, my passion, but also my profession, and how they all merge together in this niche that I've created for myself. How can we up level my branding, even down to like a behind the scenes video that he did where it's still the brokerage, you know, the brokerage is supporting this brand, but it's like, you know, brokerage here and then agent here with his niche. And it, you know, when the two support each other mutually, I think that's where you get good synergy, as opposed to, you know, maybe a broker saying, no, this is the only logo you can use. This is the only brand you can use. So you're going to go that route of really kind of like stepping outside of the box of just this national brokerage's name or whatever, you know, maybe local brokerage, you know, do it and really give a lot of attention and pause to, again, what your values are and how you can kind of merge the two together so that, say you do change brokerages, you haven't changed and you can still kind of adapt that to the next place you go. And that's the biggie.
So. Yeah, I think that's fantastic, Preston. Now, Craig, have you got anything you would like to ask Preston around this?
Well, I got lots of things I want to ask Preston. Let's do one
quickie, and then we can ask Preston how we can get hold of him, and then we can go on the discussion on the YouTube side.
Sure. So, Preston, like we were talking about on the break, when it comes comes to when should you update your photos? Like we were joking, you know, the '80s called and they went to all this, all the, you know, those shots back, the glitter shots or glam shots, whatever, you know, when is a, and this actually pertains to me and my team. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. We have a 16-year-old photo. My father and my business partner are like Ken dolls. They never age. And unfortunately I'm the one that looks like a 16-year-old child. So we've been talking about updating it, but it is our brand. Okay. Mm-hmm. We're the three guys in blue shirts. So what would be your recommendation to maybe a team or someone that might be in my position that is their brand? And it's three of us, not one of us. And it's just, I mean, what would you say?
Yeah. So I think for one is what look do you maintain consistently?
A good one.
I don't really know what to say about it.
Excellent answer.
Well, very cruel, but
I know for me, one is my beard, right? Yeah. If I don't really trim or shave this too much of a difference because obviously with facial hair, right? I mean, for a guy, you shave it off, I could be unrecognizable.
Yeah.
And so I made sure that in my photos, my beard was actually a level that was kind of the median of long and short, you know, so it's going to be most relatable. You know, if you're a guy, right, like you got a bit of a 5 o'clock shadow going, is that a norm for you? Do you like keeping some scruff? So use that scruff in your picture. Same thing with your hair. How do you usually do your hair when you see clients?
Well, it's slicked back now, but I got a haircut. I had a mane instead of head of hair earlier today.
Right. So a haircut is another big one. And, you know, usually for women, this is a bigger deal because their hair can vary so much more, right? A guy's hair is staying in a certain realm. Your hair, you know, keep your hair a certain style for a while. You happen to dye it a certain color or whatever. Take that into consideration. But, you know, going back to, I guess, you know, you got the blue shirts, right? Mm-hmm. And you got kind of an older photo. I think something that would make you more relatable is to be in an environment that actually fits with, it's just more organic. It fits with who you are. I mean, you know, three guys in front of a white backdrop, it feels a little sterile and, you know, a little less relatable, too staged. And so, you know, even if it's in a nice living room, if it's on the patio with the backdrop is like trees because your area has lots of trees, you know, something along those lines. And then making sure all the colors jive together. And that's where, like, if you see in my photo, I'm wearing, you know, dark blue shirt with a gray jacket. And the colors generally, they work together. Mm-hmm. And that's another thing to take into consideration. You know, clothing-wise, and I'll just say this last point, in the research they found, they're like, traditional formal wear received the best results in terms of how people responded. That being said, not everyone's going to be wearing a black and white suit or a woman wearing a black dress or, you know, whatever that kind of formal wear is. So you got to still work in your personality. It's not just about the numbers per se. If you're in the 90s, great. If you're like, I got to get to 99 from 91, I mean, you know, let's still keep who you are. Are you wearing black and white suits to see everyone? Probably not. You know, kudos to you if you are, but I'm actually wearing the same shirt right now that's in my photo. And that's just because, you know, I have certain things that I like to wear and that fit me. So, you know.
That's great, Preston. And thanks for the question.
Okay, it's about time to head into our final break. And when we come back, we're going to make sure we catch Preston's life and success principles, because this is Timelines, though it's the real estate portion of Timelines by Mailrite, of course. And we're going to find out what we can do for Preston and how we can reach him. And of course, we're going to have one last question. Buying or selling a home in the greater Reno, Tahoe area? I know the best CRS real estate broker, and that's Karen Conrad. And you can find her at KarenConrad.com or call her directly at 775-527-7021.
Oh, great. We're coming back, folks. So, Preston, we're going to go into some of your life and success principles, and then we're going to ask you how people can get hold of you.
Sure, absolutely.
Hey, Preston, this is also for Timelines. Actually, we have two RSS feeds, so it goes out on both the real estate. Actually, real estate has a separate track on an RSS feed. And then for folks out there, it's on a daily show that comes up on some general ones. And that really helps build our other shows, by the way. We put this on a daily repeating show because it gets a little crossover from different people. somebody may not even be in real estate, but they might think about it after this, or they apply some of these principles of pictures to their business too. These are universal universal discussions about pictures. But your life and success principle is running a little short, so I'm just going to read all three of them just to let you comment. So what you said was set goals and time management, take care of yourself, and have a hobby. So if you could just go over those, that'd be great.
Sure. Yeah. So the first one, you know, reviewing the goals and daily time habits. I have an app on Mac that's a great source for me. It's called Momentum. And I basically, you know, am able to be reminded throughout the day, hey, am I, you know, setting goals for the next day? Am I keeping myself on track? Am I staying focused? I even have one for laughing it off, because there's going to be people that piss you off and you got to laugh it off. You can't let it affect you. You know, so I mean, that's a daily goal for me. Yours might be whatever they are, but just keeping track of that. You know, taking care of yourself. One of those things I do, I have a young family, so I take Saturdays off. That's controversial for people in real estate. But you know, if I really have something I need to do, I have enough brokers where I can be like, hey, can you do me a favor and take care of this for me? Or if it's something bigger, I work out a deal with them. That allows me to maintain that balance there. And then the third one, have a hobby. Do something that is outside of work, outside of your home life, that you have an outlet that isn't tied to just income and it isn't tied to just what you do, you know, the 75% of your waking life. That for me is woodworking, and it gives me a cool topic to talk about with clients. So
it's very good. So going on, how can the listener get a hold of you? And then what can we do for you?
Sure. Yeah. So I have a website where I blog at, and that is just PrestonZeller.com. And on there, you can basically see all my info. Broker@PrestonZeller.com is my email. And then phone number is just 360-888-9545. And, you know, the best way any kind of viewer can help me out is if you know someone who's relocating to Clark County, Washington, that's Vancouver, Camas, Washougal, surrounding areas, or someone who's just looking to move within the territory, you know, please, you know, I would very much appreciate you giving my contact information. Have them check me out. And I'd be happy to answer any questions that people have on this area and, you know, their thoughts about moving.
Okay, for the one last question, Greg, you get to pick that up. So what's your question for Preston?
Hey, Preston, I know that a lot of agents, when they're getting started, they probably go out and get maybe a Facebook or a LinkedIn, or they have someone just take a quick snapshot. But what's a common problem that you're seeing after doing your research that you can advise people away from so that they'll be more likable, more professional, you know, more, you know, people will want to do business with them just by looking at their photo?
Sure. Yeah. So thank you. That's a great question. I think the biggest thing, and this is a little bit of a two-part answer, again, identifying what you stand for and what your values are, not letting that be dictated by the people or the brokerage, but who you are, who's true to you, and then going with a brokerage that is going to support that. Because if they just want to trample on your ideas for who you are, that's not a good place to be. You got to be with somewhere that is going to support you. So vet that out. Don't just go for brand name or recognition, but somewhere it's going to grow you and your brand and allow you to do that for them as well. So
I agree 100%. You got to go with the culture and the vibe and the feel and everything else that's going to blend with you and allow you to grow and nurture you as a human with the direction you want to go in the business. I agree.
Absolutely. Oh, thanks, Greg. Well, we're going to wrap it up for the iTunes part, the podcast part of the show, folks, but we'll be continuing the discussion with Preston on our our YouTube part of the show. But thanks, Preston, for this part of the show. I think you've given some great insights, and it's been a fascinating subject that a lot of agents really don't think about, do they, Preston?
No, they don't. Thank you guys very much for having me on this section of the show, and just look forward to talking a bit more about it.
We want to thank you very much for tuning in to this episode of Timelines, and it's the Real Estate Agent Show, where we talk to entrepreneurial real estate agents with great ideas. And of course, Preston, if you look at Preston and do a little research, go into the links on the pages. You'll find it at mail-right.com, as well as Timelines of Success, episode 232. And you can find the links, and you can actually run your own picture. I did it myself. Kind of neat how it came out. I'll put it in the show notes. And again, we thank Preston, we thank Greg, and Jonathan. You did a great job on today's show. Well, till next week, take care. Also, if you're a producer, a good producer in real estate, you have a good message, you're using some technology you want to share, love to have you on the show. It will get you, you know, it'll get you some good SEO, good connections, and possibly some good referrals. I know we've got a couple great referrals from our podcast this year. Till next week, take care.